It's continuing coverage of Appleton Parkersburg boys basketball. The Falcons defeat Denver 73-60 in what ended up being a back-and-forth game down the stretch. Kind of hovered around that 10-point mark for a good portion of the second half. Head coach Aaron Thomas joins me right now, and always nice to get out of here with a victory against Denver, but a heated battle it always seems when you guys in Denver get together, right?
Yeah, and you know, Kyle Mathias is a great friend of mine and does a good job, and we've both been fortunate to have pretty good programs. You know, dating back to that sub-state year when we went at it there, and we knew it was going to be tough. I mean, they were 9-1 coming in tonight. We were 8-1, so kind of first place in the Central was on the line, and just you know, continue to work for seeding and all those good things. And it was without a doubt a battle, and both teams played extremely hard.
And how about Benny Waller? 39 points, just 5 points shy of tying up that school record of 44. But it seemed like he really willed this team to the win here tonight. Because, I mean, if it wasn't for him, we'd be talking about a totally different game, right? What can you say about how Benny was able to lead things tonight?
Yeah, you know, he got off to such a good start. And I think he had our first 12. And they weren't, with the ball screen, they were just letting him come off. They weren't hedging. So we'd come off and knock him down. And then he missed a spurt, so we got him a quick break. And then, you know, honestly, I didn't realize he had that many till he hit 37. I just happened to look up. I asked their assistants, is that right? And I might have jinxed him there at the line. He missed his last couple. But, no, you know, he's as good an offensive player as I've coached. You know, different than, like, Mackey. You know, not as quick, but that sucker can shoot and score. He's just got a knack for attacking the basket. And our guys, you know, sometimes gets overlooked. Our guys did a good job finding him when he was open, because sometimes – you know, if I haven't got my shot in a while, and we got a lot of guys who can score, it's like I got to try to do something. But they played within themselves and really did a good job finding him. And Benny, you know, obviously executed and made shots.
And then when it came to game planning for this one, Denver knew they have a lot of weapons, a lot of guys that can score in a hurry, right? How'd you like how your guys defended them in this one? And you know, getting that scattering report, you know, going for this one.
Yeah, we knew LaFrenz is what made him go. In the first half, he got 13, but he had the three fouls, and we did want to kind of limit everybody else, and I thought we did a really good job with that, because number one for him, he had 29 in their last game against Union. Number four, the sophomore, can really score it, and then Mathias can shoot the three, and he had a couple on us late. Miles did. But all in all, was very pleased with how our guys guarded. Early, I think we were almost so worried about the others, we didn't help on the friends maybe as much as we should have. But all in all, they did enough and did a good job to get that done.
All right, we should be talking to Benny Waller. There he comes. He's on his way up. But another big factor in this one, you guys got to the line 22 times, hit 15 of them. They only got there 7 times and made 3 of them. So that will always make a big difference in these games too.
And that's one of our goals. You know, we have a board that we try to mark here after every game. And one of our things is we want to shoot more free throws. And honestly, we want to make more free throws than our opponents take. And, you know, the first quarter, they shot them all. We it was 6-1 or 5-1. Right away, and I bet they shot at least 5 of their free throws the first quarter. Then our guys did a good job to adjust in how it was being called.
All right. Any final thoughts before we talk to Benny?
Nope, I'll let you talk to him. It'll be a lot more interesting than I will, J-Mo.